Eternity Daily Bible Study, number 245. The speaker is John Edmiston. This series is Living in Christ. This is number 6 in the series. Today's topic is the church is to be radically different from the world. Our passage is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 19. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should not walk from now on as other nations walk, in the vanity of their mind, the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. For they turn themselves up to lust, to work all uncleanness with greediness. The lifestyle of the Christian is not to be like the lifestyle of the sin, is not to be like the lifestyle of the spiritually ignorant. We are not to indulge in greediness, uncleanness, and lust. We cannot just blend in with college parties, office affairs, wife swapping in the neighborhood, or financial corruption in the business world. They're Christianly and spiritually distinct from those around. Christ changes us. Christ gives us a new way of thinking and a new moral sensibility. This is completely incompatible with the world, and it's a complete break from the past life of the Ephesians. A clean break is this is verse 17 with two serious exhortations. I say, and I testify in the Lord, thus invoking his personal apostolic authority and the authority of God. He then writes, you should not walk from now on. From the time they receive this epistle on, they are to change, and they are never to go back to their old ways. Christians must break with the world and its ways, and they must never go back. We can still have non-Christian friends, but we cannot join them in their excesses. We can never go back to lust, greed, and uncleanness. Pagans behave like pagans because they are spiritually deficient. Paul uses 5 terms to describe this spiritual deficiency. And next to each one, I will give a literal translation from the Greek. Number 1, the vanity of their mind. Literally, inutility, futility, depravity of thinking. Number 2, having the understanding darkened. Literally, the imagination and deep thinking is obscured. Number 3, being alienated from the life of God. Literally, a non-participant in true spiritual life. Number 4, through the ignorance that is in them, literally indwelt by the spiritual quality of ignorance. Number 5, because of the blindness of their heart, literally stupidity or callousness of heart. This may seem an extreme view of the non-Christian, but in areas where there is little or no Christian influence, I have found it to be very true. In some developing nations I have worked in, corruption and moral incomprehension abound, and a kind of callous stupidity settles over all life and activity. People without light fall over in the dark. The stumbling, the moral accidents, and the moral chaos is simply the result of an almost complete lack of spiritual light and truth. Consistent morality is not normal in a non-Christian environment. Rather, moral confusion is the order of the day. Now, Christians are not to live a morally confused lifestyle or to unthinkingly accept the values of those without God. Rather, we are to break with such values and to walk in the light. As we will see in the next devotional, we are to put on the new man, and this new self is created in righteousness and holiness. 2 errors in teaching are causing Christians to accept unbiblical levels of worldliness. Firstly, we have been given a false view of grace, which teaches that we can sin all we like and God will forgive us. While I do not wish to minimize God's forgiveness for those who truly need it and want it, grace is not a type of get-out-of-jail-free card. Grace is given to assist us in the task of becoming holy. Grace gives us the chance to start over in the task of being righteous and good and godly. Grace is not a dispensing with morality, but an encouragement in being moral. Secondly, we are taught that we have to reach out to and accept non-Christians wherever they are, and that we must not be too overtly Christian. Thus, in a not-so-subtle way, non-Christian values are given priority over Christian values. It is strongly implied that we should not offend non-Christians by living holy lives. But accepting non-Christians does not mean accepting their values as our own or participating in their immorality. We should accept and love non-Christians without adopting their ways or becoming morally confused ourselves. And there is nothing wrong with being overtly Christian if that means being righteous, holy, and morally courageous. Paul goes on to characterize the Gentiles as past feeling or apathetic, morally insensate. That is, they lack the proper moral sentiments and outrage over sin. Stealing is seen as trivial. Creative bookkeeping is viewed as a joke. Adultery is glamorized, and abortion is viewed as just a means of contraception. The Christian, on the other hand, should have strong moral emotions that flow from deep spiritual values. Powerful moral emotions characterize the men and women of God. Jesus was outraged at cruel, hard-hearted Pharisees. The prophets thundered forth at injustice. Paul was grieved and pricked within at the idolatry in Athens. A quick inspection of the biographies of the great Christians will soon find that they felt very deeply and profoundly about moral and spiritual issues. The spirit-filled, Bible-believing, born-again Christian should never be apathetic. Rather, we should be alive and passionate and filled with the very emotions of God when we view the world around us. If we have the light of God in our souls and the truth of God in our hearts, we must live lives that are clearly distinct from that of the society around us. We must make a clean break with lust, greed, and uncleanness. We should develop a spirit-filled Christian lifestyle of righteousness and holiness and have the deep passions of the Spirit that raise us above the apathy and moral disinterest of the world. If you are interested in this topic of holy emotions, try my ebook, Biblical EQ. It's free and you can get it from the internet at www.aibi.ph/BEQ. I'll give that to you again, www.aibi.ph/BEQ. Thank you and blessings. This is John Edmiston signing off. See you tomorrow.